снаряды.
In Ukraine, this is what Victory Day looks like on the anniversary of the Allies' victory over the Nazis. 78 years later, another war is being waged. Almost the same parties of World War II, but this time the lineup and the roles are different. The enemy of yesterday is today's ally. Germany is providing military support to Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Parallel ziehen.
Unfortunately, on this day, we have to draw parallels between the Second World War and Russia's barbaric war of aggression on Ukraine. Ukrainians made an important contribution to freeing Europe from Nazi rule.
President Volodymyr Zelensky suggests his country should celebrate V-Day on May 8th in line with European allies. Until now, it's marked on May the 9th alongside Russia.
We fought then.
We fought then, and we fight now, so that no one ever again enslaves other nations or destroys other countries. And all those old evils that modern Russia is bringing back will be defeated, just as Nazism was defeated.
They differ on almost everything. But Russians and Ukrainians unite on comparing their enemy to the Nazis.
I want to talk to the brotherly Ukrainian people who are poisoned with Nazism by the Americans, who provide them with weapons to destroy Ukraine and the Russian world.
While Moscow and other Russian cities are awash with victory flags, celebrations have been downscaled due to security concerns after a multiple drone attack on the Kremlin. This is Moscow City's first encounter with the liabilities of its latest war. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera.